Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on October 2nd, 2015. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're definitely looking for a repeat. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Good, and it's quite a season that we're moving into, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Did you notice the last couple of nights there was a little chill in the air?
Yes,
it's a little, which has been very nice. I actually wore a knit top last night, which I haven't worn in about 6 months. So, So we're in the fall season,
right?
And which you know, it's so funny because you know summer is crazy.
Right.
There's so many great things going on, and then the kids go back to school.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you get that nip in the air, and the next thing you know, we're heading into the holiday season.
Right. And it is quite a holiday season. I mean, we have so many things going on, and also there's still, of course, we get here in Southern California, we get a lot of great weather even well into December, but it's going to be a fantastic season, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. All the big Halloween events are, you know, we're starting to post them on the website and get all the information out there.
And this one signature event that we're going to talk about today is so iconic here in the South Bay. It's such a wonderful throwback to Americana, and, you know, it just really is such a wonderful event. I'm thrilled, and we have two of the best people to talk about it. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Idris Jazim El Aboudi and David Ibarra from the Manhattan Beach Parks and Recreation Department, a nationally and internationally recognized recreation and parks professional and public speaker. Idris is a highly motivated, energetic, passionate leader with vision and a pragmatic approach to recreation issues and needs. He is dedicated to high ethical standards and has proven management ability to develop leadership and programs that deliver quality recreation services in a courteous, cost-efficient manner. He is a leader that creates synergy, providing direction and vision while managing change. He is committed to enhancing and preserving a high quality of life through a wide variety of leisure, cultural, and community services in well-planned and maintained facilities. Idris actively participates in response to changing community needs and priorities with flexible, visionary leadership. He has 32 years of progressive experience in administrative and supervisory capacities. He also holds a Bachelor of Science in Recreation and Administration and is a graduate of NRPA Pacific Marketing and Revenue Sources Management School. Now, David Ibarra is a returning guest. He's a Manhattan Beach native, born and raised. He grew up in the Manhattan Beach Parks and Recreation Playground program. A middle child to five siblings, David continued in the Parks and Rec family. In 1993, he volunteered for the playground program, and when he was 18, became a recreation leader. In 2002, he was promoted to supervisor of the playground program and is to this day. For over 17 years, he has developed new revenue-generating programs, activities, and special events. David graduated from MiraCosta High School and studied at El Camino. He graduated in 2003 from the NRPA Pacific Marketing and Revenue Sources Management School. David has two children who attend the very same program he did as a youth, and he enjoys giving back what he took out of the Manhattan Beach Parks and Rec program. So, as we mentioned earlier this morning, we're going to learn about the wildly popular Manhattan Beach Pumpkin Race, which is celebrating its 25th year, and it takes place in downtown Manhattan Beach on Sunday, October 25th. David Idris, I'm sorry, welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you both, and it's such a great event with such great photo opportunities. But first, really, I'd like to find out about the both of you and how you started at the Parks and Recs offices in Manhattan Beach. So, Idris, let's start with you. When did you really start?
Actually, it was March the 17th in 1986. I was a supervisor over at the city of Redondo Beach, Parks and Recreation, and I was fortunate to be called by the director of Parks and Recreation at that time to manage about 21 classes. So I first started as a contract supervisor. And then throughout the years, the good fortune of working with wonderful people, my mentor and my friend, Mr. Charlie Sakely, God bless his soul, and many others in the city of Manhattan Beach had the good fortune of developing a program, working with the wonderful sponsors in the city and, of course, the leadership, staff, et cetera. So from those 21 classes, I think right now it's like 925, had the good fortune to develop a lot of these wonderful, wonderful, now iconic programs with a wonderful team in the city of Manhattan Beach that put on these events.
It is a truism that, it takes a community to really make a life. And that's what we're talking about here, isn't it? The pumpkin race is really a part of everyone's memories here in Manhattan Beach.
Yes, most definitely, at least for the past 25 years,
right.
It has been an event here in the city of Manhattan Beach that is really, transcendent of all generations, all skills, and it's just, we aim to, this event aims to surprise you. Aims to put a big, big smile on your face. Aims to send you home really feeling that, it's a special event. Something really happened to you while you attended this event. You got joy and happiness out of it. If I just might add to it, there's a couple of things that occur, especially in recreation, and that's the recreation and why we are engaged in recreation. All intelligent life plays, and play is a rehearsal of things to come. Play opens up the windows to the soul, and it brings in a sense of joy and accomplishment and wonderment and exploration, etc. It is characterized by sense of achievement, connection. It has all of these values that engage our inner resources that really is transformational for the community. And it is a basic need. It's actually, if you look at it from one sense, recreation, even in the Charter of Human Rights, is Article 24, and it talks about that everybody has the right to rest and leisure, etc. And so it's a very, very huge component of our life. And for the past 25 years, at least for the pumpkin race event, it's definitely been hitting the mark, hitting the nail, so to speak, head on.
I love that. Very philosophical. Play is a hallmark of intelligence, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we love that.
and we love to play. So what is that,
yes.
Does that telling us? Yes.
I have to ask you, Jackie, you know, Idris, I'm a software engineer and a developer of websites and web development properties. And Jackie, what would be the perfect URL for the Manhattan Beach Pumpkin Race?
Well, let's say pumpkin race.
Let's just say that.
Okay, so you guys have no idea just how excited Joe gets about a great URL. Okay, let's let him run with this.
We've run into Jackie in the last 2 weeks. We've run into two great URLs.
Yes.
Lobster Festival.
Lobsterfestival.com.
And Pumpkin Race.
PumpkinRace.com. How we got them, who knows?
Because there are, Idris, there are pumpkin races all over America.
Yes, but Manhattan Beach is the original, and it's the world-famous Manhattan Beach Pumpkin Race.
I didn't know that. It's the original. I didn't know that.
It's the original and the world-famous pumpkin race.
Wow.
World famous. Because people really contact us and come to race from all over the world. Last year we had people coming in from Germany, from England, and purposefully focused on coming in and doing something. So this is fantastic.
Okay, wow. So from now on we have to refer to it as the world famous Manhattan Beach Pumpkin Race.
The world championships of pumpkin race.
I had no idea. I thought this was a neighborhood thing. I had no idea.
David, how long, David, have you been with the Parks and Recs department?
As a youth, since I was 6 years old in 1986. And when I became 13, I volunteered for 5 years until I became of age, and then I wanted to volunteer and, you know, looks good for school, looks good for me because I'm playing, having a great time. And then pretty soon I got hooked on a good thing. And then I decided I want to be one of these rec leaders. I want to do this. So in November of 98, I became a recreation leader. And so much fun being able to give back and play with these youths and make a difference with them. And, you know, after a lot of fun times and some great field trips in summer and, you know, winter programs, in 2002, in April, I was offered a supervisory role here in the city, and and ever since then, I've taken the ball and ran with it. With the program back in the day was funded by our city, and then now it's turned over to a user pay program that's growing, and we're servicing anywhere between, you know, 6,000 and 7,000 kids a year, and giving a place to go that is safe, clean, and green, and you know, we're open pretty much any time the schools are not. So it's a really great catch-all, getting kids hooked on a good thing. But my 17 years here in the city have taken great care of me, not only professionally, but my family. My own two children are utilizing the recreation programs, whether it's the playground program, teen center, gymnastics, and, you know, science camps and tech camps, and there's something here for everybody, and for me, it's a great way to keep my family involved, and it's in my own backyard. So, Idris, back in the day when I was younger, he was the supervisor of this very program, and now here I am years later. He's my boss, and not just my boss, but my mentor, and, you know, like a second dad to me. So, you know, everything I know is from this guy, you know, to my right, and I'm proud to be a city employee, and super proud to be growing up in the Manhattan Beach school system, and here I am today, just trying to give back a little something to what I took out.
Well,
wow.
It's we're here to talk about the world famous pumpkin race, but of course, it's a spectrum of opportunities in the Manhattan Beach Parks and Rec department for those that are 9 to 90. It's not kids, but older adults. And that's the beautiful thing. Can you talk a little bit, David, about some of the opportunities for older adults? Of course, we'll focus on the pumpkin race, but there's a lot going on in the Parks and Rec Commission or department.
Very, very lots of activities. We have days going for 2-year-olds all the way up to 99-year-olds. I used to oversee senior services for 5 years before we had a dedicated person for that. And some of the activities and things that we have are, we have bus trips. We have luncheons. We got, obviously, our fan favorite. We got bingo going. But more than that, we have therapeutic recreation. We have classes. We have yoga. We have workout. We have petanque. We have the horseshoes. We have our Wii. We do our big movie days. We have our poetry. We have our line dancing. So we have a room dedicated solely for seniors in the Jocelyn Community Center, and it's called the Oasis, where seniors can go. Well, let's just call them older adults. Seniors is not used anymore, so older adults, because they're active adults, where they can go and relax and communicate and talk and just hang out with folks of their own age and reminisce and play Scrabble and just network. Because the seniors of my time, when I oversee them, weren't as active as the seniors we have now. So they're always looking for some more activities. And, you know, older adults can get out and play too. They right. come to the pumpkin race.
Right.
They come to our special events. You know, we have had our sandcastle contest in August. And sure enough, we have older adults there building right next to Little Tykes. The pumpkin race is no different. We get everybody from every walks of life, little, family, everybody, anybody. Manhattan Beach is it for you. We're kind of the one-stop shop. Whether you start in our youth program and work your way up to the teen center, work your way up to, you know, softball and slow pitch and things like that, you'll end up in our Oasis, and, you know, here you can go and give back by, you know, getting on some boards of our senior services and what else we can do.
Right. Wonderful. Now, let's get into the details of the world-famous pumpkin race. Idris, can you tell us a little bit about the race format?
The race format. It's a single elimination race, basically.
Mm-hmm.
There are different rounds. So at the first race, let's say one person is selected to go on to the second round, the third round, et cetera, and it's a head-to-head race. They line up. There's about maybe, let's say, 6 to 7 pumpkins side by side, and we're going down a track that's about 45. David is giving me all kinds of hand signals here. Foot long, and that's how you win your first race, your second race, etc. Single elimination all the way to the finals.
Of course, there are pumpkin race cars that people design, perhaps even spend a great deal of their summer working on. But then there are race cars that you can purchase from the city. Is that right?
Well, I'll hand it over to Dave in regards to the whole pumpkin race kit and where to purchase it, etc. And then we have actually some information on how to build it, because we have a nice video that we put together that's on our website that gives you instructions on how to build it, etc. So here you go, Dave.
So the city, what we decided to do is, if anyone's walking down, have no idea what they stumbled across, we don't want them to feel left out. So we actually have pre-made kits that folks can buy either in advance or on the day of. Mm-hmm. You can purchase kits right now for $20 starting on Monday, October the 5th at City Hall, and they're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 for $20. Or you can buy them at the Live Oak Tennis Office after 3 p.m. for $20. Or on the day of, you can purchase them for $30. Now, what this kit includes is 2 independent axles, 4 wheels, some bearings, and some wing nuts. So you can go home and you can put it through your pumpkin and you can, you know, put it to specs however you would like. But on the day of, if you literally just got out of bed, have no idea what this is, and you want to be a part of it, $30, we'll give you that kit with a pumpkin and get you going. All you have to do really is decorate it, make it creative, and put the spacing of the wheels apart, closer together, so you still get a little bit of manipulation and custom work, but we try to make it easy for everyone so that people don't feel left out or, man, I'm missing out. So
right.
everybody gets a piece of the action.
Right.
Now, as far as there is a video, as Reese mentioned, on our website, www.citymb.info, and actually you'll see me on it with some of our kids in our teen center and our after school program showing you how to make one literally from scratch using our very own kit. These pumpkins that we see come down the line, I'm the head referee, so I'm the one that calls the races and smashes the cheaters, which we'll talk about later. And Adrius is my sidekick for once. Yeah, he's my sidekick, and he's our doctor over there, and we have some antics and whatnot. But we have parents, like you said, that will start in the summer, designing, brainstorming.
Right. Right.
And the only rule that there are of the pumpkin race is, number one, has to be a pumpkin. We've had folks decorate watermelons, papayas, cantaloupe, and the rule has got to be a pumpkin. So those are what we call our cheater pumpkins, and I enjoy cheaters because that means I take my big mallet that's bigger than Thor, the mallet of justice,
yes.
and we smash it to pieces. And it's kind of a great snack because, you know, we get tired and we can eat some fruit, and it's great. And the kids love it, too. Families love it. And it's like Gallagher
yeah.
Parks and Rec style.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic. But
so
we have
isn't
some.
Isn't that the legend of the cheater pumpkin, or is that something else?
The legend of the cheater pumpkin is, well, let's just say every year we have someone that shows up and, for no good reasons, tries to bombard and come in with an illegal pumpkin. And sometimes it takes more than recreators to shut them down. And that's
Ooh.
Why we have our police department and our fire department present to raise their very own pumpkin to take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. This is serious
yeah.
stuff. This is, well, I also know that there is a whole, like, rules and regulations, right?
That is correct. So in order to have a 100% legal pumpkin, the rules are as such. You must have two independent axles going through the pumpkins. You can't just put it on a skateboard and send it on its way. It doesn't work that way. It can't be on a chassis. It has to have two independent, whether you use our kits or you use your own creative activity. You know, I have take a rocket scientists come down and their engineers with wire framing and two independent axles. And obviously, we want safety as the most important thing because this track is 45 feet long. Going down Manhattan Beach Boulevard, there's a great, great decline. And my loving staff, who are my judges and catchers and referees, they catch these pumpkins, and some of these are clocked going over, you know, 10, 15 miles an hour. And sometimes the most money degrees you have doesn't necessarily make you a winning pumpkin. Things happen on the course. Pumpkins make do donuts. They roll. They don't go at all. We have collisions. We have slippages. We have limbs of costumes falling off the pumpkins. It's the demolition derby of the pumpkin race, the big glorified demolition derby, all in great fun. But in order to go and proceed, you have to qualify.
Right.
We give you a bracelet that signifies your pumpkin's qualified, so you can take your pumpkin, go to pumpkin pit row or valet, let it sit there, enjoy the race. When we call the quarterfinals, you come back, winner gets another bracelet, all the way until we have our final four. And that takes place around, give or take, all depends on how many pumpkins we did. Last year we raced over almost 1,000 pumpkins.
What?
So it's, yes,
yep.
It's a long day, but a lot of fun. So, you know, meanwhile, while the race is going, we have booths there and activities there. So there's plenty to do. But for the race spectacle that it is, we usually end around 5 p.m., and then we do our big award ceremony and give out the trophies. And every year, these pumpkins get so elaborate, so pretty, so scary, they amaze me. It's a big surprise. And not only is this our 25th year, it's a pretty big deal, just because a lot of events don't even make it past maybe a few years. And this has been a great collaboration with our sponsors, with our city and our employees. And it's a lot of hard work, but it's so worth it. And if you just go on a website, you YouTube Pumpkin Race, all fingers point to Manhattan Beach, and this is why it's the world famous pumpkin races.
I mean, you really never know. You never know, you know, which pumpkin is going to win. Like David said earlier, I mean, sometimes you have a very, very straight pumpkin really going down the track, but there's either a pumpkin on its left or its right, or all the way in the end lane coming across and taking it out. And so, you know, so the drama is really very, you know, very, very interesting. So the expectation and the engagement of the crowd, all you hear the ooh, ah, wah, etc. So it's a very, 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 you know, joyful, very, very surprising. And like David said also, you know, you never... I'm always amazed at the creativity of members of the community, the businesses, the people who come down, individuals, teams. Last year we had even the robotics club come out, and they did a show, etc. So it's just fantastic.
I'm sorry, I have to, a 1,000 pumpkins. I'm having said when David, when you were about to say, oh, last year we had about, I thought you were going to say 100. A thousand pumpkins? I mean, my God, how many heats is that?
Oh, you know, it really all depends on the crowd. If we get a really low... The great thing about the pumpkin race, Adrice and I are working literally next to each other, and we can gauge the crowd. How long is the line? Is it hot? Are they waiting? How long is it? So we can go 7 pumpkins at a race, 5 pumpkins at a race. But let's just call it, you know, 1,000 pumpkins, you know, divided by 6 at a race. That's 166 races.
Preliminary races, yeah.
You know, just to get everybody through the chute.
Right.
And then we got to bring them back and get them to qualify in semifinal and quarter and semi and finals. So it's a big to-do. But the great thing is we can play off each other engaged. There'll be some races we might have 5. We might have 3. We might have to stretch it. We'll have to shorten it. So Adrius and I, in our crazy antics, because I'm the guy swinging a big mallet and whatnot, you know, we might have people that come just to cheat and get their pumpkin smashed. We've had a watermelon that had almost like pinata style. There was some candy. We cored it. It was a watermelon. I smashed it. It's a pinata on purpose. We throw out the candy to the crowd. It feeds them, and they're happy and excited. And then we have some people that try to really get in there and try to squeak the lines. And that's kind of absolutely the cheater pumpkin, because people really want to know if we're doing our job and finding these cheater pumpkins. And, you know, it's all in good fun. And, you know, we're not here to, you know, smash a pumpkin that someone worked on for so long because they didn't maybe have 2 axles, or maybe they have something that's not necessarily safe. We might let them run for time, for speed. So we don't want their pride, possession, you know, not even having a chance at the day of, because this is the Super Bowl of Halloween, is this pumpkin race.
And then the truth of the matter is also is that no pumpkin or anything gets smashed without the wink-wink agreement between us and the pumpkin owner. And the reason is because we want to make sure, you know, that we are, you know, doing the heart and the spirit of the event justice. And that is that this is for fun, this is for enjoyment, etc. The whole idea behind smashing the pumpkin actually comes from the whole idea of the cheaters do not prosper. They might prosper for a little bit, but after, you know, when we core you, when we look down in your heart and you really turn out to be a watermelon, well, you know what? You're not a pumpkin. This is a pumpkin race. We're glad that you're here, et cetera, et cetera. And it's all, I won't say tongue in cheek, it's almost like, you know, we're engaged in this street theater. We're engaged in this joy and mayhem and fun. And there's dancing and music and antics. It's, you know, Harlem Globetrotter meets pumpkins on steroids. I can't, you know, it's a combination of many things, and it takes all of us to tango. Let's say that.
What an amazing event! And we will be talking about the Race Genius booth when we come back. We're going to take a quick break, and ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking pumpkin races, but this is no ordinary pumpkin race. This is the world-famous Manhattan Beach Pumpkin Race 25th anniversary year this year. You have to find out more at pumpkinrace.com. And we're so thrilled to be talking with Idris and David about this, and we will continue. If you'd like to ask a question or if you have a comment, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And, of course, at this time, we'd like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Shade Hotel. Nestled in the heart of beautiful downtown Manhattan Beach and steps away from the Pacific Ocean, Shade Hotel offers a unique seaside experience. With its stylish decor, casual beach vibe, and personalized service, Shade provides the perfect setting to relax and unwind. Guests will enjoy Zinc's award-winning cuisine prepared by executive chef Chris Garasik and signature handcrafted cocktails. A short stroll away from the hotel, guests will find boutique shopping, a vibrant nightlife, and array of beach-centric activities. Shade's individual spaces are designed with the flexibility to hold a variety of functions, such as weddings, business meetings, fundraisers, and more. Whether your next event is hosted in the signature courtyard, on Zinc Terrace, or atop the spectacular sky deck, Shade has a space for every occasion. There's a reason Condé Nast Traveler listed Shade as one of the top 100 hotels in the world and the number 6 reason to visit Los Angeles. It's cooler in Shade. For additional information and to book your reservation, visit the website at shadehotel.com or call 310-546-4995. Shade Hotel is located at 1221 North Valley Drive in Manhattan Beach.
You know, Idris, it is cooler in Shade.
Oh, yes.
That's one of the best taglines ever.
It is. Oh, my goodness. It's incredible. So what is it about the Genius Pumpkin booth? What's that about?
Okay. So you wake up, you're ready to go to the pumpkin race, but you don't have time to make a pumpkin. Mm-hmm. Or you spent all night, didn't get any sleep building the pumpkin. We have a test track at the pumpkin race where you can practice how straight, angle, how fast, how slow, so you can practice before the big game. And sometimes, no matter how much time you spend, it might do donuts all the way down. It might veer to the left, veer to the right. So we have staff at Genius booth that will help you tweak, maneuver, zip tie, glue, string, pipe cleaner, ribbon, whatever it takes to get your pumpkin how you like it. Whether it's you need help with putting wheels on, we have what we call our axle-matics. Mm-hmm. It's a wooden contraption that you place your pumpkin in, and the staff will literally drill those in for you. So all you have to worry about is putting some wheels down. So it's all about helping and not just leaving you high and dry. You know, we'll make sure your pumpkin is going straight before you leave and you're happy. And we have a test track there all day so you can keep practicing. But the Genius booth has the greatest staff there that have been with us for so many years. And for whatever reason, they just do the job every time to help those folks out. So it's a great catch-all, tinkering of pumpkin race supplies to get your pumpkin going straight.
Wow.
It's the pumpkin pit.
That is correct. It's part of our pumpkin pit row, actually. We have a whole pumpkin pit row full of all kinds of a great showcase of pumpkins, prettiest, craziest, biggest, smallest, most decorative. And then behind that, we have a decorating area. And then behind that, we have our test track. And then behind the test track, we have our Genius booth. So we call that pumpkin pit row.
Pumpkin pit row.
Wow.
Now, of course, this is a big day, Sunday, October 25th. It's at the Manhattan Beach Pier, and of course it's a twin festival, Idris, as you described.
Yes, most definitely.
Skechers Pier to Pier Friendship Walk starts at 8:30.
Friendship Walk, yes.
Yeah, 8:30
yes.
a.m. Tell us
yeah,
a little bit about that.
Registration 8 a.m. Is when people start showing up for our co-event, if you will.
Okay.
And this the Skechers Friendship Walk, Peer-to-Peer Friendship Walk.
And then I believe they start at 9 a.m. The ceremonies start with all of the wonderful hosts and dignitaries and it's a crowd. I mean, we get a crowd of maybe 10,000-12,000 people that show up for this. And then they line up, they get all ready, and then they do a wonderful walk to support, of course, many educational organizations here in the city of Manhattan Beach and outside, foundations, etc., that support education, but specifically supporting children with special needs through the city-sponsored and Skechers sponsorship, etc., of a wonderful organization, which is the Friendship Circle. And this, you know, every year there is that kind of contribution that goes in. I believe last year was over $1 million was raised by them locally for, I think, the Education Foundation in Manhattan Beach. I think it was around $86,000. And the Friendship Circle, I think it was in the $300,000 range or more. So all of this comes from coming together and raising pumpkins.
Right. Wow.
Wow.
Who knew? Pumpkins.
Yeah, what a return on investment. You spend, you know, I don't know. I can't even find a Swiss bank that I can put in maybe whatever we spend on the event, $30,000 and get $1 million-something back. Come on. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the other thing we got to talk about, because as you mentioned, Joe, sometimes people will spend all summer on their pumpkin design.
Right.
And if you look at the website, there are some amazing pumpkins.
Oh.
tell us about, you know, and not only that, but there are sponsored pumpkins. Doesn't like the fire department have an entry? The police department have an entry and stuff like that?
Yes, this is not just for the kiddies and the families. This is for everybody, even our own city employees and dignitaries. We have a very special LA car guy race that we do, a dealer race. We've had a lot of really cool looking Volkswagen pumpkins and Nissan and our Lexus and Audi and the whole nine. We have a special race just for them, and that one's hosted by, you know, the owner of LA Car Guy, Mr. Michael Sullivan. Then we have our city council and our commissions race, where we'll line them up and they'll duke it out in our pumpkin track. And then we have the department head race, which includes, you know, Parks and Recreation, Public Works, Police Department, Fire Department, and typically things happen and the cheetah pumpkin gets out of hand, and luckily, like I said, we have our police and fire to kind of take out the trash, so to speak. So we have some really great, neat-looking pumpkins, and it's always what's hot right now. Last year, there was a lot of, you know, Disney, Frozen, Star Wars, and whatnot. And what makes this so theatrical and street theater, like Andrea was saying earlier, is we have music that plays throughout. So while we're looking at pumpkins, we're telling our sound guy, hey, here's what we got. So as they make their entrance to the, you know, track, they have music playing and announcements that are being going off. So it's like you're really stepping into an arena ready to battle it out for, you know, the chance to winning a, you know, 3-foot-high pumpkin trophy. Yeah, they're all kinds. They're shapes and sizes. We have pumpkins that are double-stacked. As long as they have two independent axles, they're good to go. But, yeah, the creativity is off the walls.
Wow. Okay. Now, I understand that last year there was a little dust up that involved the mayor and his pumpkin, right? Tell us about that.
I can't talk about that. I've never heard of that kind of thing. I think you're getting your information from WikiLeaks. Actually. I can't confirm nor deny.
I think we have a conspiracy.
I don't know. No,
none of that happens. Not in Manhattan Beach. Never. No, it's, you know, it's all in good fun. You know, we purposefully, you know, build the drama in order to create all of these legendary things to make it more interesting. It's all in healthy fun and play.
and competition. That's really not there. We are competing to make you smile, to surprise you, to get you to come down and have fun. And believe me, the mayor and everybody else is really in on it. This, you know, to make this a successful event, it's all about the kids coming together, the families coming together, and to enjoy this homegrown, wonderful event. You know, this is the 25th year of this event, and we are, you know, we are so happy that you know, we get to do this event one more time. If you'd like us to talk about the history of the event and the founding fathers of this event, etc., there's a lot of legend that goes into this.
I think we should get into that. We normally have a representative from the chamber call in, and so we'll wait for that to happen. But Idris, tell us a little bit about that, the founding of the great Manhattan Beach pumpkin race.
Well, that's, you know, it's fantastic that we have wonderful people here in the city of Manhattan Beach that on their own created this wonderful event. So we have a gentleman by the name of Carl Rogers, who's a resident here in the city of Manhattan Beach, who actually his birthday falls very, very close to Halloween. So he and his friends 25 years ago got sick and tired of just doing this costume party, et cetera, and being as playful as they are and spirited as they are, they decided, you know what, let's do something special. So they started racing pumpkins. And slowly but surely, the event started to build up with Mr. Carl Rogers, Mike Acard, Mr. John Holliday, that actually take his house on the corner of 8th and just transformed the whole house into a haunted house, etc. Now, being here in the city for right now 29th year, for me at least, I knew about this. So we'd sneak in, we'd take a look at it. We, you know, the city approves the block parties, etc. We drop off a pumpkin. Finally got so big that the founding fathers that we call, you know, Carl and Michael and John, et cetera, came to the city and invited us, and me actually and David, to come down in 2006, to come down and see the race, see what's going on for one more time and talk about what can we do about it. So what we did, what happened is we had a meeting, and in that meeting we asked, so what's your vision? What's your vision of this? And being the innovative, wonderful people that they are, they began with the end in mind. They said, you know what? Let's think about this and come back to you. And they came back with one of the most beautiful, iconic, visionary things that I've seen in a long time, and that is a poster all drawn out of how the pumpkin race would look at the pier in Manhattan Beach. And boy, you know, that was the selling point. So we took it in, talked to our wonderful partners in the Downtown Business and Professional Association, talked to City Hall, our Parks and Recreation Commission, and the city manager, et cetera. And we all agreed that, you know, yep, this is the place. Right. And since then, since 2007, actually, we've been having the event there with the help, of course, of our wonderful sponsors and Carl Rogers. And then until we got our acumen built up and our staffing built up, et cetera, to handle such a wonderful event and take these partners on as far as expectations and what we would like to deliver. 2008, the event won the State of California special event, CPRS, California Parks and Recreation Society special event, best special event.
Wow.
The same year, won the National Parks and Recreations Special Event Award, the best special event in the nation, the pumpkin race. So that really kicked in the sponsorship more, the level of attention, kicked up the level of commitment. And this idea of every year we need to make it better, we need to be more innovative, we need to really, you know, live up to this this tagline, you know, this reality that this is a world famous special, you know, pumpkin race, special event, et cetera, that everybody's eyes are focused on, et cetera. And then other events like it. I mean, I can't tell you how many departments and how many cities and how many that have contacted us, et cetera. We've been in national magazines because of it. The event has been on Tool Time, has been on the news, has been, I mean, you name it. We get emails and requests on how to do this event from all over the place. And that's why if you look it up, you know, pumpkin races, you'll see a myriad of them everywhere in the United States.
Right, right. It reminds me, Idris, it reminds me really of the sort of the founding of Disneyland. I just saw a special on PBS about Walt Disney. It was on American Masters, and it was about his desire to really, you know, to feature the best of America.
Yes.
The America that maybe didn't exist every place.
Yeah.
And maybe only existed for a very short time or only in the minds of those that were there. But this is an idealized, wonderful thing that happens every year that people want they want this to be every day.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes. It's the spirit of constructive engagement, let's say, that this is really, you know, you're engaging yourself that creates community and quality of life. This is an engagement that, you know, that on all levels brings our community together as an iconic event. A lot of people, you know Manhattan Beach also as, you know, the Wimbledon. We have the Wimbledon of beach volleyball. We have some beautiful beaches, wonderful restaurants, wonderful, the best schools in the state. I mean, you name it. But also we have this pumpkin race. And that is become the inspiration for the destination. People take pride in saying, you know what, I come from Manhattan Beach, where this and this occurred, where this and this occurred. So it's kind of, you know, our brand. This is, we are living out our brand. When we say, you know, parks make life better, this is not we saying this. This is actually, you know, the whole profession going out to residents in California and asking them, so what do Parks and Recreation do for you? And they told us this. They came back and they said, you know what? Parks and Recreation makes our lives and our community better. And then we asked them, the state, we asked them, so how do we do this? And they said, easy, easy, man. You provide us access to the beauty and inspiration of nature. You provide us play, exercise, fitness. You provide us gathering places, positive spaces, the arts. And these things last forever, and we want them to last forever. So we're connected deeply with the message, but our brand and our brand promise to deliver on play, to deliver on health and wellness, to deliver on promoting, you know, these engagements. And even when you think about it, even economic development, when we think of recreation being the inspiration for destination, when we look at it, we even did a study with Cal State University in Long Beach with Dr. Keith Fulthorpe, looking at a sense of place. How do these events, we did the hometown fair and we did the pumpkin race, how do these events identify Manhattan Beach as a sense of place? How do we strengthen the community image and sense of place? How do we, you know, promote economic development and support it? The sense of safety and security, et cetera. All of the 9 mission statements that the Parks and Recreation here in the city of Manhattan Beach does. So there's a purpose. This is a purpose-driven program with our partners, with our sponsors, with the wonderful Downtown Business and Professional Association, our angels in the Friendship Circle, Skechers, of course, you know this underlying, you know, Mr. Zislitz and the Zislitz Group and the Strand House, Dealer.com, LA Car Guy. I mean, David can talk about all of the wonderful sponsors. And this year we even have more. I think we have Gleason, et cetera. Dave, can you talk about our sponsors?
Yes.
Greece's Market actually is going to be donating all the pumpkins that folks can use on the day of in case they don't have one or wish to make one.
No, I'm sorry. Are you saying Gelson's?
Gelson's. Excuse me.
Okay.
It's Gelson's. Yes.
Yeah.
They've reached out to us and heard about this wonderful event, and sure enough now, they're donating all the pumpkins that we're going to be using for the pumpkin race.
Well, they got pumpkins.
You know, they don't even have a store here yet, and they're already reaching out to us because they know the impact this event does and how many lives it touches, and, you know, it's a one-stop shop.
Right.
You know, the Easy Reader and the Beach Reporter take care of us by, you know, taking care of us in the ads department. You know, we have the dealer.com, you know, Skechers, the Strandhouse, the only car guy, and not all have these many activities. And part of our day activities or festival-type activities, we have booths from MiraCosta High School. We have the, you know, choir. We have the band. We have some local restaurants. And this event just packs a punch because there's something there for everybody. And it's so great because everyone there is represented. The downtown does get shut down, and the entire street of MDB gets blocked down. But everyone takes a part of it. And that's why we're so happy to have the wonderful folks at Downtown Business Association because it's a true partnership, and it takes them their willingness and commitment to make this day so special and so big. And just to give you an idea of where it was and where it is now, in 2006, when this event was still local, they had 122 pumpkins. And here we are now, we're a little over 1,000. So we're just taking this event, and we're turning the volume on max.
Right.
This is what the world-famous pumpkin race looks like.
Wow. Gentlemen, you represent the best that Manhattan Beach Parks and Rec really has to offer in terms of leadership. I'm just blown away by the breadth of your vision and mission.
Thank you.
It is fantastic.
It's an honor and a privilege to serve. You know. Yeah.
Did you
Cheers.
Ever think, Jackie, we would get to this level of commitment at Parks and Rec?
I'll tell you something. I'm so impressed. I am absolutely impressed with this ain't your neighborhood stickball.
No.
You know what I mean? I mean, it blew me away when they said over 900 programs. When Idris started, I think
classes,
20,
yeah.
Classes, 21 classes. Now it's over 900 classes. I mean,
yes.
you've got something for everybody.
Right.
You've got the community covered.
Yes, and you know we want more. We know it comes from the community. We listen to people asking us, you know, cooking class. Can you do this? Can we do that? Etc. I mean, recently we're looking into expanding pickleball. It's a new and growing sports for especially for middle-aged and older adults here in the city of Manhattan Beach, and we're engaged in seeing how we can accomplish this. So we are, you know, really engaged with trying to provide the best quality services that we have, and the only way we can do this is this with the support of our wonderful community.
And we should also mention, this isn't just open to Manhattan Beach residents. I know that because I have taken some of these classes. Anybody can sign up to take it. I did some pottery classes one year. It's the entire South Bay. You know, we've got this incredible resource right smack here in the middle of the South Bay, and it's amazing.
Sometimes residents get little perks here and there. They get reduced prices for this and that, but it's open to the entire South Bay, and it's what a resource you provide.
Yeah. We just want to really, me and Dave really want to emphasize that, you know, how much this really, you know, the commitment specifically of going to, you know, the downtown and doing this event, you know, with all the traffic going in and the number of people going up and the businesses that are there, et cetera, that are positively impacted by the visitors, et cetera. It takes, you know, a whole community to put on such a wonderful event. But it's happening in downtown Manhattan Beach. And this is, you know, the place that we have, you know, these wonderful events happening from the pumpkin race to our iconic event, of course, the fireworks. the contribution of our wonderful Downtown Business and Professional Association to these kind of events is just immense. And, you know, kudos to them. Kudos to the wonderful, wonderful spirit of collaboration here that we have here in the city of Manhattan Beach. So it brings tears to my eyes, man.
It kind of reminds me of this song.
Downtown Manhattan Beach. Downtown, where we have the pier lighting, we have the pumpkin race, we have the open house, we have some of the best restaurants. I mean, our partners in downtown are amazing. I can't even tell you, how much we really enjoy not only, the businesses down there, but the spirit. The spirit is what makes this happen, of everybody that contributes to it.
I just want to read these 9 mission statements real quick. We've covered quite a few of them, but I just want to read these, and Idris or David, you can comment on these as you can say, well, we've covered these. We strengthen community image and sense of place. We support economic development. We strengthen safety and security. We promote health and wellness. We foster human development. We increase cultural unity. We protect environmental resources. We provide recreational experiences, and we facilitate community problem solving.
I want to talk about one that me and Dave actually were talking about today, because it's very, very important to us, to our heart. I've known David Ibarra since he's like 6 years old, and I've had the privilege of working in this community. But I want to talk about strengthening safety and security, something that we talked about this morning. Yesterday, it might be a downer for some people, but yesterday in Oregon, there was a tragedy where we had an active shooter.
Right.
And in one way, somebody thinks about it and says, how does that relate to the Parks and Recreation Department here in the city of Manhattan Beach? Well, we have staff trainings every year, twice a year, for active shooter training of our staff.
Right.
Not only to, save themselves, but also to save their families, and when they're working here to make sure that they are actively informed, that they are trained to deal with such a situation. I mean, one of the quotes that I read yesterday, one of the guys said, I heard active shooter and I did not need to hear it twice, and they took off. So that's strengthening safety and security. But it all starts also at building this character of self-esteem, and that we do it day by day by constructive engagement with our youth, with everybody, to make sure that they are strong inside in order for them to be strong outside when something happens. And this is very, very important to us and dear to our heart. Our community image, the first message, the first mission that we have is to strengthen community image and sense of place.
Right.
We want to be proud of Manhattan Beach, but proud of everything that we can create, this image of Manhattan Beach, of a place that you want to be, you yearn to be, but you're also participating in building. So economic development, solving community, problems. We have a Dial-A-Ride program that transports our older adults and people who cannot transport themselves, from their places of residence, door to door, to businesses, to your doctor's appointment, etc. That solves community problems and then some. So about these 9 mission statements, they're not just logos or just a line. No, we act on it. It's a purpose-driven program.
Well, it is. We feel the resolution and we feel the passion. The reality is that October 25th, ladies and gentlemen, Sunday, October 25th, the Great Pumpkin Race, it's coming. Idris Jassim El Aboudi, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. My pleasure. It's an honor and a privilege to serve.
David Ibarra, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure.
You guys really, really have done.
I think they have the best job in the world.
Yes.
I know I do.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
I do. Every day.
Yee-hoo!
I get to come back.
Well,
not to put any pressure on you two, but I hope to see you at the pumpkin race and bring in a pumpkin.
Okay.
I would love to either say go or smash it, either way, but I'd love to see that come out.
Bring it.
No, we could do a cheater pumpkin.
We could.
Bring it.
All in good fun. All in good fun. Yeah, we would love to have you guys come.
Fantastic way to end the week for us. What a great show. We all hope you'll be there October 25th, Manhattan Beach. You can buy a pumpkin. You can make a pumpkin. Find out everything at pumpkinface.com. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show. We'll see you next Wednesday. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.